Good morning, and welcome to the VersaBank Annual Financial Results Conference Call. I'd now like to turn the meeting over to David Taylor. Please go ahead, Mr. Taylor.
Thank you, Aaron, and good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to VersaBank's 2018 fourth quarter financial results and the year-end results. Also with me today, I have Sean Clark, who's our Chief Financial Officer. Before we begin, please note that the conference call slides, quarterly results, news releases, and supplemental financial information are available on our investor relations page of our website, versabank.com, and they're also available on CBAR. I would like to remind our listeners that statements about future events made on this call are forward-looking in nature and are based on certain assumptions and analysis made by management. Actual results could differ materially from our expectations due to various material risks and uncertainties associated with VersaBank's business. Please refer to our forward-looking statement advisory, which is on slide 2. I'm pleased to report that we delivered another very successful year. Our core cash earnings continued its phenomenal growth, achieving a 5-year compounded average growth rate of 48%. Our net interest margin expanded to an industry-leading 3% during the fourth quarter. This expansion, coupled with 5% increase in assets, gave rise to an 18% increase in revenue, all the while our non-interest expenses actually reduced by 3% over the past year. We also decided to increase our common share dividend by 50% for the upcoming year. Turning to slide 3, our Q4 cash earnings were up 53% over last year. Cash core earnings per share of 33 cents were up 11 cents over the previous year. Core cash return on common equity increased to 13.55%, up 442 basis points over the previous year. And our Q4 net income was up 83% over the previous year to $5.2 million. Efficiency for the quarter improved to 46% from last year's 65%. In fact, the bank's provisions for credit losses, as usual, were negligible. Turning to slide 4. Fiscal year 2018 core cash earnings were up 40% for the full year to $25.4 million. Core cash earnings per share of $1.19 were up 32 cents over the previous year. Core cash return on common equity was 12.4%, up 289 basis points over the previous year. Our net income was down 7% to $18.1 million, as last year's results included an $8.8 million one-time non-cash gain on the recognition of a deferred tax asset that results from the amalgamation of the bank with PwC Capital. Our commercial banking group continues to be a strong contributor to the bank's earnings. This portfolio grew slightly over the past year. This is not an area that we expect a lot of growth in as a percentage of the total portfolio going forward. The e-commerce group grew over 10% in the past year, has become a significant contributor to earnings. This is an area we continue to grow and expect strong demand from our financing partners. The commercial deposit portion of our business continues to deliver low-cost funds and has grown over 22% in the last year. On the retail deposit side, we have 113 deposit broker firms that provide reliable supply of economical funding. We continue to be very conservatively levered with very strong capital ratios. Our book value has increased to $1.19 per share, up 8% over the previous year's $8.48. Now, returning to slide 6, VersaVault announced this quarter that it's completed its beta testing for its previously announced digital safety deposit box and is initiating the commercialization of its services. The first phase of this rollout will be provide additional safekeeping facility, as well as a multi-signature service for cryptocurrency exchanges and crypto-based investment funds. As I mentioned, we're experiencing strong earnings growth, and we are well positioned to continue this into 2019. With that, I will close my formal remarks and turn it back to the operator, that being Aaron, to open the line for questions.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question, please signal by pressing *1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. A voice prompt on the phone line will indicate when your line is open, and please state your name before posing your question. In the interest of time, we ask that you limit yourself to one question, and then you may re-queue for additional questions. Again, that is *1, and we'll take our first question. Caller, go ahead.
Hi, this is Dylan Stewart. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, very good, thank you.
Quick question on just with the margins continuing to expand here. I guess just what's your outlook for 2019? I guess on the funding side, as that's been pretty sticky in a rising rate environment. So just I guess outlook for expansion of the trustee deposits or any other initiative for the new year.
Well, we are, of course, in an ever-increasing interest rate environment. It was, I think, five times the rates increased since summer 2017. And that would be about 125 basis points. That it's reflected in our about a 30 basis point increase in our cost of funds. So I do expect our cost of funds to continue to creep up if the Bank of Canada rate continues to go. And considering Paul's last statements, I think that's fairly certain that those will increase. There's a little bit of a lag in the way we're funded, which gives rise to a short-term expansion of our NIM in an increasing interest rate environment. The trustee deposits, the current account, checking account deposits are still increasing, and they tend to damper the effect of an overall interest rate environment.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is *1 for your questions. We'll go to our next question. Caller, go ahead.
Hi, good morning. This is Jihan Tunke from GMP Securities. If you could please touch on what's some of the feedback or the inquiries you've received on since you've launched the VersaVault, and when do you expect you could start signing on some commercial agreements with customers? Thank you.
Well, thank you. We've received a tremendous amount of interest in this new product. I think at least 500 inquiries so far since the last release. It's looking like we'll be signing up a few in the next week or two. We're doing up the documentation and sorting a few other things out. I expect over the course of the year we'll have a dozen or so exchanges and funds signed up.
We'll take our next question. Caller, go ahead.
Oh, hi, David. Jeff Wagman here.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi. The usual question, any hope for some improvement on the leverage multiple? Do you see anything positive happening from the regulatory side?
Well, I certainly hope for that, Jeff. As I think most bankers do, we always hope we can put out more loans with less capital. The regulatory environment in Canada and indeed in the rest of the world seems to be blowing in favor of more capital for banks and less. Our stellar results and lack of loan losses over the decades probably points to a lower capital ratio, but who knows? I said we're against a fairly strong wind in the regulatory environment to increase capital rather than reduce it.
And again, ladies and gentlemen, that is *1 for any questions, *1, and we will pause for just a moment. And And it appears we have no further questions at this time. Mr. Taylor, I'd like to turn the call back to you, sir, for any additional or closing remarks.
Well, this is our first call since about 10 years or so for the bank, and it was sort of wonderful to be able to field questions from those who wanted to ask me. Hopefully on the next call we'll have more questions. We're looking forward to a good year in 2019. As we said in our press releases, we feel we are well positioned to take advantage of the digitization of our the Canadian banking industry. We operate, of course, in just niche markets that we feel our digital services are appropriate for. Those are generally not well served by the larger financial institutions, so we're able to earn a little better profit in terms of net interest margin. That was our game plan from the formation of the bank, and with the advent of digital means, we're able to now do a lot better than we were able to do in the past. Well, thank you, everybody, and I look forward to talking to you next quarter.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is now ended. Please disconnect your lines at this time. We thank you for your participation.